Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair, but they don't have so very long. Before their judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Good evening. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Ramadan Mubarak to all of the Muslims who are listening and who are fasting, and to everybody else. May you have peace this evening. My name is Samia Safir Muhammad, and you're listening to Mother's Milk. Tonight is the 25th day of Ramadan. We've got like 5 more to go. For those of you who are not familiar, Ramadan is a whole month that we fast and we pray. We drink nor eat anything from sunrise to sunset. It is a sacrifice, a supreme sacrifice that each one of us, we read the entire 144 chapters or surahs of the Quran in portions of 30 parts. So you read a 30th every day. We strive our best to do all of our prayers and at the end there's a feast, a celebration. Well, this year is very different. Mecca, the Kaaba, for the first time, there's only a small security contingent there. The Vatican is shut down. I believe the Wailing Wall is also. So all of the major religions have shut their major houses of worship down. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan made a speech, a talk early on the prayer line last week on the 10th. Go to NOI.org, to the archive, and look at it, listen to it, and take it in, and make sure that you heed his warnings. He said there's a scripture where it says, it's Luke, I believe, and he says, God says, go in your chamber and lock the door behind you. This country loves money and things, planes, boats, trains, golf courses, hotels, whatever, more than it loves the people of this country. So you have people in places of governance who are supposed to know what they are doing, to quote my dear brother Barack Obama, and they do not. Therefore, we have this chaos. They are urging you to go out to restaurants, to theaters, to bowling alleys, to get your hair done, get your nails done, and die. History best rewards our research. There was a Spanish flu in 1917. They thought it was over because it had slowed down its spread. Thousands had died before that, but when the second round came around, millions, 20 million people died. The United States is close to a million people. It may have surpassed because I didn't look at the news today yet. Okay? Do not be foolish. You know, somebody posted about we need our businesses, Bob. You know, we need to go get our nails. Wait, hold up. Black people, black women had their hair done in each other's homes up until the 70s. We didn't go get our hair done by people that didn't come out of Apex Beauty School that used to be on 125th Street. Black women did our hair. We did each other's hairs in our homes. Same with your nails. Now all of a sudden you cannot live without a weave, without extensions, without false nails being put, and you don't know what any of this stuff is doing to your body. You don't know health-wise how it is affecting you. But we're running because we are not satisfied with the way God created us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that when Master Farad came, he said he wanted to sit us on top of the world so the world would know how beautiful we are. And that wasn't with lipstick and false eyelashes and all. He said, eat right, how to eat to live. Get the book, y'all. Only costs $5. Go on NOI.org, order it, have it delivered to your house. It'll save your life. Now, after, from 1965 when he put the book out till now, all of a sudden white people, the white man is going to tell you, oh, intermittent fasting works. What the hell you been what are you saying? Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us eat one meal a day in the 30s, and he put a book out about it in the 60s. Those of us who did our best to follow it look like we did 40 years ago. 45 years. We may have a little gray around the edges, but you would never know how old we are if we don't tell you. Don't follow people because they give you back what you already had. I teach school, and we're going through different lessons and whatnot, and we come across the definition for algebra and trigonometry, and we find out, oh,
Oh, by the way, this did come out of Mesopotamia and Egypt. But now we struggle with these subjects because we believe they don't belong to us. So our children are scared of mathematics. They're scared of science. We are the original scientists, architects, doctors. They stole all of that stuff when they went into the temples in Egypt and other parts of the dark world. Timbuktu was the center of learning in the known world for years. And what did they do? If you notice, if you study the history of conquerors, the first thing they do is go and destroy the museums and the libraries because they don't want the people who they subjugate to know their history so that they will rise up against the oppressors. So let me talk about this coronavirus right now. People, do not go running out there, crowding yourself up in restaurants and bars and places where anybody can be a carrier. This is a disease that does not necessarily let you know that you are sick until it is too late. Please be wise. Stay home. I'm going to quote Maxine Waters. She said, I usually don't talk like that. She said, but stay your ass home. Stay home. She said, I love you too much for you to get out here and get yourself killed by a virus that you can't see. And somebody posted on Facebook a picture of the coronavirus. It was made up. Okay? But it showed what would you do if you could see this thing. Because we can't see it, we're not heeding the warnings. It's all over you. It's all over the place. So stay home. If you have to go get out and get some food, get your food and get back in your house. Clean your house. Sanitize. You know, some of the habits that we developed as Muslims that y'all did not like when you had to come visit us. Well, I got to take my shoes off because I said so, number one. But it's not healthy for you to walk around your house in shoes that you walk. You don't know what you walk through in the streets. So you take your shoes off at the door. We have socks and slippers and things for you to put on. So take up some of these habits that we were taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We didn't shake hands with strangers. We shook hands with each other, but we didn't let any stranger put their hand out. We didn't shake their hands. We didn't stay up in people's spaces to talk. The sisters and brothers were told to lower their gaze when they talk to each other, and you're supposed to have distance between you. All these things we were already taught, and we implemented them. So now we need all of us to do the same thing. Don't get comfortable because these people are lying to you on the television, on the radio. You can't trust the numbers that they're giving out because these are the people that invested. They knew it was coming. When they heard it was coming, they took out. They either sold stock or they bought stock, depending on what it was. They have an interest in the money that's going to be made from this quote-unquote vaccine. Go look up the history of Dr. Fauci, the one you see every night, and Mr. Gallo, and see what you find. They are all mixed up in the HIV epidemic. Go check them out, and you'll see these people don't have your best interest at heart. Now, my question to all of you, what the hell has Bill Gates got? What does he have? How should he be talking, saying anything about vaccines? He's not a doctor, nor is he an elected official. You know, why would you listen to him? Why is he talking? Those who are in the medical field, we got to look at them and listen, but check out what they're saying because they're not telling the truth. Be careful. Stay away from people you don't know that are cleared. And even they may be cleared today and not cleared tomorrow. So what can you do? What should you do? You should eat well. Stop eating in all these little restaurants that you you've been frequencing. You got the pizza guy who got, all they got to do is sneeze, and everybody that went to the pizza shop got it. You got the Chinese restaurant. Stay out of those. Just stay out. Stay out of those. Cook. And if you can't cook, at least get something that you know has been sanitized, hopefully. Get some kind of canned good that you can trust. Eat only from people that you absolutely know are clean. Be careful. Cook. Cook. I ain't no mate. Well, do you want to live? You better get in that kitchen. You don't know how to cook. There's plenty of videos all over YouTube. Learn how to cook. Your grandmother and your great-grandmother, they cooked. We didn't run out. We didn't start eating any kind of fast food until I was born in 51. It was 69 before McDonald's popped up. There was one place called White Castle, and we went there because they would deliver the hamburger to you on their roller skates, and you could sit in your car. That was the novelty. That was maybe once every few months. But all of this constantly eating out and going to McDonald's and this place and that one, and I can't understand for the life of me why black people going to Kentucky Fried and Popeyes for some damn chicken. Like, we don't know how to. We taught them how to cook the daggone chicken. And you run into them talking about how good their chicken sandwich. Are y'all, what? Come on, people. And you may be upset. My name is Samia Safir. This is Mother's Milk, and I'm talking to y'all like a mother. A mother who's been down the block, around the corner. A mother who has raised 9 children to adulthood. I need you to listen. And I need you to change up real quick. Make sure you stay hydrated. Drink water. Drink the different waters that will give you an alkaline balance, some coconut, some water, some watermelon. Get some watermelon in your life. Watermelon. Okay? The white people made us ashamed that we loved watermelon. But think about it. Think about praise to them. Be thankful. Because if you're here today, whether you're from the Caribbean, whether you're from the States, Canada, wherever black people were slaves, you are the survivor of one of them. Let that sink in. You're here because they survived. And we owe them a debt of gratitude by what we do now. So make sure you take care of yourself. Get some watermelon. What is that going to do? It's going to hydrate you. And it's going to give you all the ions and nutrients that you need. Eat that. Drink water. Stay away from drinking sodas all day long. All that stuff is poison. When my children were growing up, they had an opportunity to drink juice once a day or twice a day if they were home and they had lunch and at dinner. The rest of the time, they were thirsty, they drank water. None of my children were obese. Most of my children had no excess weight on them. None. So I'm telling you what I'm telling you from experience. I'm not guessing. I need you all to take better care of yourself. Invest in some cat's claw. It's an herb. You can't take it if you're pregnant. You can't take it if you're nursing. Everybody else can take it. It will boost your immune system. I work in a school with snotty-nosed children. And because we take it on a religiously, we don't come down with all of the stuff that they come down with. Okay. Get yourself some black seed oil. You could take the tablets. You can drink it. They have some that you could take in droplets if you wish. But it will help boost your immune system and fix some of the things that are internally wrong with you. Stay away from all of these sodas and stuff.
And, of course, don't even think about the beer and alcohol. Let that go. And the loud or whatever y'all calling this marijuana that has now been weaponized. How you taking something that your enemy is selling to you. And if you don't think these people are the enemy, flip on any channel and you will see us being abused by them in every way. Listen, people, you have the right to defend yourself. This is your God-given body, and when it dies, it dies. You don't let anybody aggress you, and you don't fight back. The young man who they shot with the shotgun, at least he was fighting back. He was trying to get that gun away from them, to get it away from him. You have a right to stand up for yourself. Don't let these people just beat you down. Y'all busy filming. Damn it, jump in there. This is ridiculous. Everybody's taking film. Well, I got it on film. That ain't helping that brother that's getting beat down. And try not to watch all of that on a constant basis, because it's not helping you, because it's just creating anxiety in you. I saw one last night, they had the man on in the middle of his lawn, young man. He first was on his knees. They had him to lay down. Then they told him to get up and turn around backwards and walk to them. And thank God his siblings or somebody was out there going, no, he ain't getting up. You're going to shoot him. The grandmother went out there. And I don't know what happened. Next thing, they're screaming, get off my grandmother. And the camera went off. You have a right. Your God-given right is to defend you and yours. You notice them Jews, it was 2,500 of them in the streets of Brooklyn during this pandemic, and they dared the police to touch them. Why? Because they're unified. We the ones who just let everybody and anybody talk to us any kind of way. I was upset last night. I happened to be scrolling through my Facebook and somebody sent me some notification, and I see a black man in his truck. He's delivering furniture. He just finished delivering some furniture. Some white man pulls up to him, blocks his car in, and accuses him of being a thief. The grown man sat there after a while, after he called the police, and he began to cry. This is what they want to reduce you to, a helpless, babbling, crying. No, you have a right to tell these people, get the hell up out your face. And if they touch you, you fight like hell. See, we don't believe in the Nation of Islam of turning the other cheek. You going to fight with us, then you better bring it, because me and my God got you. We don't carry no weapons. Our weapons is our belief and our faith and our God backing us up. Don't let nobody intimidate you. Nobody. Make sure you're in the right, though. Don't be the aggressor. Don't be stupid. Don't do stupid stuff. You out here, you're not supposed, it's a curfew, you're not supposed to be out, then go in your house. The minister said, go in your chamber and close the door behind you. And work on your relationship with the God. We're supposed to be in. You know, there's nothing for you out there in the streets right now but trouble, because you got people walking around who hate you, and they can't wait to have an excuse to exterminate you. So stay home. Get to know your families. Talk to your children. Be with your family. They have these different little things you can get on, Zoom and others, where you can congregate with your family via the web while it's up. But even with that, make sure you know the people in your home. Get to know your children. Talk to them. Guess what? You'll find out some things you didn't even know. And you get to tell them some stories they didn't have time to listen to. If you have elders, get a tape recorder and let them just talk to you. Because once they're gone, that history is gone. It's gone. It's not coming back. And if they're taking the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to the grave with them. Because we were so busy. You didn't have time. You ain't trying to have
two words with grandma. You just want grandma to go sit down and be quiet. Now grandma's gone. Grandpa's gone. Uncle's gone. And people are dying. They're dropping like flies. So we have to be careful. Wash your hands. Clean out your nose. How many times have I been saying this for the past 5 years? Swab your nose out when you come in the house. Stay away from people. And I know it's hard in places like New York and where it's really crowded. But do your best. Make them keep their distance. Stand back up. You don't have a mask on. Put a mask on. Don't put the mask on. Let it dangle from your mouth and talk to people. That's defeating the purpose. And don't wear that mask too long. Don't be out where you have to have that mask on that long. Because it's messing with people's breathing, and therefore it's messing with their hearts. Try your best to stay healthy. You do not want to have to go to the hospital for anything. Because once you walk through those doors, you're exposing yourself to all the people that are in that environment who have touched somebody, who've been sneezed on, or somebody talked to them too close, all of that. You need to do your own research. Don't believe what's going on these televisions. Because we don't know who's telling the truth, who's not. But we do know we don't want to catch this thing. And you don't want to bring it home. Listen, young people, don't bring your friends home that you don't know whether they well or not. Grandmothers and grandfathers have died because the young children brought in their friends. And one of the friends had it. Look out for your elders. Go shop for them. Go take care of them. Make sure they don't have to go out. Because it's not safe. These people care more about money than they care about you. For all we know, they may have a vaccine that they're sneaking. Vaccine, be real careful. Remember the Tuskegee experiment where they injected black men with syphilis and let them go untreated till they became blind and all that kind of, and spread it throughout the black community. And they told them they were getting free health care and they needed to be vaccinated. They did it all over Africa. The vaccines had sterilants in it so black women would not have children. Don't be the guinea pig. Let them vaccinate some of them other folk first. Stay away from other people that you don't know are healthy. And this is dangerous because nobody knows when they have it. And they're going to be tested today and be fine and not be tested tomorrow and be fine. This is what's going on in the White House right now, people who are testing positive. And nobody up there is wearing a mask. So be careful. Be careful. Be careful. So, again, stay home. Your older relatives are being targeted in these hospitals. If they have a choice between putting your grandma on a ventilator and some young white girl, that young white girl is going on that ventilator before your grandma. This is being reported by nurses and doctors. So be careful. Take care of each other. There's no reason for you to be running out in the street. If you have to go get groceries, go get your groceries or have them delivered to you. But be careful. Wash stuff. Wipe stuff down. Wash your hands. Take shoes off when you come in the house. If you're working in an area where you're running into a whole bunch of people, then find an area in your home to take those clothes off before you come in contact with your family members. I know people that are working in the health industry. They strip down in their garage and change their clothes, then come in and take a shower and wash everything. This is the time we're living in. We have to be that diligent about who we are running into. Everybody we see, like they said, if you could see this thing floating around, oh, you'd be more conscious of it. But right now, everybody wants to party. No, there's nothing to party about right now. Oh, I missed my graduation. I missed my. Hey, you're here. You're alive. It's better to be alive and miss a party or a celebration or a wedding. If you can't do it virtually, don't do it right now. All the family, yeah. This is what we get for not listening. This is what we get for being so ignorant as to look at somebody who you knew. This man did not lie to you and say that he was an angel, he was whatever. This man told you straight up what he would do. He said, I could shoot somebody on 57th, the middle of whatever street in New York, and I won't go to jail. And this is what he's done. He hasn't shot anybody, but he might as well have. There's thousands of people dead because of his ineptitude, his inability to lead. You knew this man was a nothing more than a talk show person, a reality TV show star. You put him in the White House because you were so mad that Barack Obama was your president for 8 years, and you didn't catch him any kind of scandal. He wasn't running or cheating on his wife, and he had his girls weren't drunkards or none of that stuff. They showed so much love for the people. They were always having an event at the White House for the people. All kind of things. You haven't heard now one thing that's been done for the public since this other man been in office. So, again, history best rewards our research. Don't put your faith in the electoral process because it's never worked for us. It wasn't intended to. We were 3/5 of a man. They used that in order for them to make money and to get themselves into power between the Congress and the Senate back then. So you were 3/5 of a man, not full human beings. So now you have an opportunity to undo a whole lot of that mess in your children's minds. Go through your children's textbooks as they're supposed to be homeschooling and they got to cover this, that, and the other. Make sure as they're covering this, that, and the other, you get the other. Go on, you got all of this information out here. Go on YouTube. The different websites and find out what's the history. There's a post a sister puts up called Black Then. Go get that and go through and look at all the. And then when you, as your children are reading something, go and look up, well, okay, what's the other side of the story? Because do we want his story or the whole story? His story is his history. Those who conquer get to write the history. Everybody else has to, at some point in time, possibly tell their story. But those who conquer tell the story. And it's always in their favor. And it's always a lie. I was going over with my students that there was a whole city that was put together on one of the islands off the coast of Georgia and South Carolina, and they had their own government. They had their own army. It had been an old plantation, and it had been abandoned. And Sherman, when he walked through Savannah, gave them this island. And it was Field Order 514. And in it said that they could have this land. It was thousands of acres, and everybody that was on it could get 40 acres. He said, and we got all these mules that we can't use. They still get 40 acres and a mule. Well, at least one of them, one set of people got it. And they were allowed, they built it up, and everybody had their farmland, they had their schools, their banks, and their et cetera, et cetera. And then what happened? The person who originally owned it, when Johnson became president, they reneged on that whole promise. So he sent in an army to attack the army that was on the island. Guess what? They were former black Union soldiers who they sent in to fight the other black men. And because the man had enough sense, he said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to kill each other. And so they left the island after building it up. Go look it up. Go look it up. So when you teach anything to your children during this homeschooling situation you got going on, first of all, if your child was on diagnosed with ADD and all this other stuff, sit down and talk with your child for the first time, possibly. Sit down, have a conversation with that child. Why are you doing this? Why can't you sit still? Why don't you want to sit still? Why can't you listen to me? And you'll be surprised what you might find out. Depending on where the child falls in the line of children, it may be they're just jealous that you had another child. Or maybe that they're the only child and they're bored. Or maybe that you're not paying them enough attention. And all they want is your attention. They need that hug. They need that I love you. They need that I got faith in you. They need, yes, I know you can do it. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're going to be whatever it is you want to strive to be. You got to show them some pictures, though, of what success really looks like. And it's not shoes and clothes and cars, and that's not it. It's them being good human beings, using their intellect to better the world. That's what it is. That's what you have to show them. That's what you have to give them, the confidence in themselves. And as you teach, if you don't know what you're doing, call somebody and get them to help you. Don't mess up your child screaming and yelling at them because they don't know what you don't know what they're supposed to learn and they don't either. Get some help. You should know your neighbors. Maybe your neighbor got a child that can help your child. But be careful. Don't just put your children around any old people that you don't know. Get to know each other. You need to. You are busy teaching them. Okay. Call some of your adult friends. Hey, I'm trying to teach myself. Can you help me? What should I say? Or you can go and you can find how to do this. But don't rely. Don't sit the child in front of the computer. Don't sit them on with a tablet all day. Interact with your child. Get to know your child. And you may find out, hey, ain't nothing wrong with my child. No, what's wrong is your child's teacher got 40 students trying to talk to. And you got some of them in there who have had no supervision, who need love, who need attention, so they acting out. Then you have some who really are lost. They don't know where they got lost at, so they're not paying attention. All of this is going on, and your poor little child is like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing now? So what's the easiest thing for a child? I'll just do what everybody else is doing. They acting up, I'm going to act up. But now that you have time, talk to your child. Find out what they love. You should have been watching them all along. But I know we've been busy trying to make the dollar so we can buy the shoes, so we can get the weed, so we can, come on, y'all. Can we now look at what's really important in our lives now that we're stuck at home with each other? Sit around the table. Sit down, set a table. Say, well, I don't have a table. Then damn it, put a tablecloth or a sheet on the floor and sit around it. But the point is sit around together, not somebody eating in the living room, somebody eating in the bedroom. No, everybody come sit down, sit together, and let us have a meal. It doesn't have to be an expensive meal. It just has to be something that's going to get everybody full. So you need a vegetable. You need some kind of starch. You can have some kind of protein. It don't have to be meat or fish. It could be beans. Just know how to make them. You don't know? Look it up. You got the world at your fingertips. You can do virtual visits around the world. Go do that with your children. Tonight we're going to go to Italy. Let's see what's over there. Go pull it up. Oh, I might want to. Let's go to Chad. Let's go. Let's find out. Let's go visit all of the countries in Africa. You know Africa's not a country, right? I pray that we all know that because some of us don't. We think Africa's a country. Africa's over 50 countries with all kind of resources, with all kind of knowledge, with all kind of things that we can learn from them, cultural things, because we didn't lose our culture. Our culture was stolen. It was beaten out of us. Do you know that there that if you and I could both speak Igbo, I got sent to one plantation, you got sent somewhere else? Did you know they took our drum because they realized that we could communicate with it? Because we knew how to make our drum imitate our languages? And we could talk to each other and relay messages. So they took the drum. They outlawed the drum. So these are the things you need to teach your children. Go take virtual trips. Go to museums. You can do that and go to museums. You can take trips. Just sit in your living room. Don't just look at the idiot box and turn into an idiot. All these stupid comedy shows on. No, learn something. Yes, if you want to, meet out your time in a schedule. Like, okay, we spent so many hours doing this. Now let's go do this. Learn some languages. You got all of this knowledge. You got time. Use the time wisely. Stay out of the streets. There's nothing out there but death. In more ways than one. Nothing out there but death. So stay in your homes. Like the minister said, lock yourself in, come into your chamber and close the door behind you. And if you haven't had a talk with God in a long time, do that. I remember one of my sons was going through some stuff. He was down in Atlanta. We were in New York. He was at school, and he was just, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. And he's telling me all these little problems he had. And I said, son, when's the last time you prayed? And he said, I said prayer this morning. I said, no, that's not what I mean. When's the last time you had a talk with your Creator and poured out your soul and talked and asked God to give you guidance and to help you through this decision that you got to make, whatever it is you're fighting with? When's the last time you did that? Do that. And I told him, I said, you tell your roommate, he might hear some things. You know, you might throw some pillows around or scream or yell. Let it out. Because a lot of what's in us has to be, it's just stress. And we get into these phones, and the phone has us in jail, and we can't put it down, and we got to know. Stop. Put it down. Go talk to your guy. I don't care what you call him. Have a talk. And empty out all that's burdening you. Let it out. And then focus on what am I here for? What am I supposed to, where do I fit in to help my brothers and sisters and my family? You'd be surprised the impact you have on people. They don't tell you right away that you influenced them. But they may come back years later, and let you know some way. It's happened to be looking at a Facebook post that my daughter posted when her brother graduated from college 4 years ago. And Facebook brings up these memories for you. And she posted it, and two people responded to it. Both of them I knew. One I knew over 45 years ago. And we had a school at the mosque called Woody Crest. And Woody Crest Daycare. And I was shocked by what the sister's response was when the sister asked, how do you know her? She said, oh, she was our master teacher. And she taught my sons. And I'm like, whoa, really? I was surprised. And then the other sister talked about how my family saved her over and over again and how she learned her Islam in our home. So you don't know the influence that you have on people. They're not always going to tell you, but do the best. Be your best you. And yes, they may not thank you, but it's okay. It's okay. Your thanks will come in time, on time. You're listening to Mother's Milk. I'm Mia Safia Muhammad. I'm hoping that what I'm saying to you is going deep in. Because we have to survive this. We have to survive this. There are those who would love to see every single one of us off the planet. Because they're greedy. Because they want more planes and more cars and more. Look, you can only drive one car. And if you got a plane, you can only fly one. Okay? Shoes, you don't need a million pair of shoes. For what? When my children were growing up, by the way, I had 9 children. And we passed, I made sure things got passed down. As long as they were in good condition, they got passed down. I was supremely organized in what how I knew where the clothes were for the next season. And we'd have a day when everybody would trick, does this fit you? Okay, put that on that pile. Does that fit you? Okay, put that in that pile. My children got 3 pairs of shoes twice a year. 1, school shoes, sneakers, dress shoes. Spring came, do the same thing. Same with myself. Pair of dress shoes, usually patent leather because I could wear that with anything. A pair of work shoes and a pair of sneakers. That was it. That was the discipline. I didn't need 50,000 pair of shoes for what? We got to rethink this thing. We're letting money, all the money that we've had from the 60s to now, most of us wasted it in frivolous things, things that we really didn't need. Because every time they came out with something new, we had to have it. Yeah, I got a 70-inch TV. For what? What's on there that you need the TV to be that big? And how often are you watching it? Some of us got TVs in the bathroom. We can't be without being entertained. Like the question, are you not entertained? They want you to be entertained because they don't want you to be of those who are progressing and moving the world forward. Listen, I always tell my children, God didn't bring us this far to leave us now. So don't we leave him. Our faith, we walked by it when there was nothing to see. Nothing. No way to see a way out. Our faith brought us through. Go see the movie Harriet if you haven't seen it. You know, they made sure some of y'all didn't go see it because they said, oh, yeah, her master caught her. Her master ain't never caught her. That's a lie. Matter of fact, her master died at her behest. Okay? He had hit her in the head, crushed in her skull, and she was laid out for months. And every time she came to, she saw him with somebody standing at the foot of her bed trying to figure out whether they were going to buy her. And she kept praying for him. God changed Master's heart. God changed Master's heart. And then one day she woke up again and she said, God, kill him. And guess what? Master was dead the next day. She felt sorry for it because she didn't think that she had that power. I think God had scared her. But she had that faith. And that's what I'm saying. That's the faith that brought us through. And we can keep going. We got to stand our ground. And our ground is with our God. He got your back. Don't ever think you're out there by yourself. Because when you come through with that God spirit, trust me, it'll scare them. That's why they can't understand. How are y'all still here? We did everything to make you to believe that you were a piece of furniture. That you were no different than their chair. They owned their chair like they owned you. That's why when our people began to move away and could name their own children, one of the most used names was Iona. Iona. I own her. See, Ta-Nehisi Coates in his book, Between the World and Me, he said, we got to let white people know they don't own us no more. We got to let them know that you do not own me. God got me. You ain't him. I know somebody lied and told you you were, but you're not. You don't own me. So back up off me. I have a right to defend myself. Don't let it, you know, we were told in the Nation of Islam by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we are never to be the aggressor, but we fight with those who fight with us. Don't touch me. Don't get close to me. And lower your voice. Who you think you're talking to? Demand the respect that God gave you. You have the right. Accept your own, be yourself. And who is your own self? A righteous person. That's who we are. All this other stuff we learn, that's learned behavior. People who get abused learn certain behaviors. And they abuse others. That's not us. So we need to stop and think about why am I speaking to this person that way? Why am I acting like this? And go have a talk with God. Ask him to forgive you. Forgive us. Please forgive us our indiscretions and our just straight rebelliousness. Help me to be more submissive to your way so you can help save us from these crazy people that we have been with as captives for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. You have a right to be heard. You have a right to be seen. You have a right to live. Take care of your neighbors. Go find out who your neighbors are. You know, you happen to see them. You know, keep your distance, but hey, I'm so-and-so. I live next door to you. I live down. When I lived in Manhattan as a young girl, I lived in a building that was over 50 apartments. I knew everybody in that building. Everybody knew me. And they knew who my aunt and uncle were. Everybody on the block knew everybody. And even the dope dealers back then. They talked to the young brothers. Hey, professor, how you doing? You going to school? You got your school books? You doing good? All right. See, then it flipped. And they started using them to deal their drugs. But that wasn't the way it always was. We had geniuses running through the neighborhood. Men who took numbers, what y'all call the lotto now, they took numbers. And they couldn't be caught with papers. So they had all those numbers in their head. They knew that Mary so-and-so that lived in apartment building such-and-such on such-and-such a floor apartment so-and-so-and-so had these six numbers combinated. That means any way that number came out, 354435, whatever, they knew that in their heads. So we ain't never been dummies. We've been made to believe we are because we have capitulated to a system that's telling you that your little boy is supposed to sit still for 5 hours and listen to some teacher who don't like him and not say anything. That's not our way. Go back. History again rewards all our research. We worked during the day. We worked the land, we weaved, we did all kind of things in the daylight. The nighttime, we sat around the fire and told stories and listened and sang songs. We sat still at night. We moved during the day when the sun was out energizing the bodies. We need to get back to some of that. We need our own spaces where we can be ourselves. All right. It's time for me to go. You've been listening to Mother's Milk. My name is Samia Safia Muhammad. And this is the last week of Ramadan. So God willing, I'll see you again next week, talk to you again next week. But please, stay home, stay safe, get to know your children, pray to your God, ask forgiveness, and come out of this epidemic alive, alive. Eat well. Stay out of these restaurants. Just because it's open don't mean you got to go. Bowling alley, theater, all that stuff is too, uh-uh. It's not, the air is not clean enough for you to be in there breathing it. All right? So y'all take care. May Allah bless all of us to see each other next week. And stay home. Stay safe. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you and all the believers. Ramadan Mubarak. God willing, we'll see y'all virtually. At
tomorrow night at we'll be having the Night of Power. If you turn into NOI.org tomorrow evening, Sunday, we should be having Eid feasts, Eid prayers. So look forward to being virtually with all the believers then, and all of you who are not fasting Ramadan, may you please be blessed. Stay out of the churches. You know, don't be silly. God is not going to bless you, in a million y'all up in the church. That's not going to work. You know, we got to use our intelligence. You wouldn't walk out across a 5-lane highway talking about Jesus will save you. No, he would be sitting there and looking at you like, didn't you know better? Didn't I give you a brain? Okay. So use your brains. Stay safe. Love each other. Talk to each other. Get to know each other. And may Allah bless all of us. Assalamu alaikum and have a good evening.